Federal authorities filed fraud and conspiracy charges against lawyers and investment fund managers and others accused of illegally profiting from the use of inside information. U.S. Attorney Freet Bharara said it was a wake-up call for Wall Street. At Thursday's news conference, Bharara said the alarm bells were getting louder.
The ethical and legal judgments of these defendants were flatly wrong. They weren't close calls. They weren't nuanced. This is not a gray area. These men and women had obligations to their employers, their clients, and our markets, and they disregarded those obligations in favor of personal greed.
The U.S. attorney said communication and training amongst the defendants was carried out using throwaway phones and techniques employed by drug dealers. He described how one of those arrested, Zvi Gaffer, accused of operating an insider training network, disposed of his phone.
After the insider trading was complete, Gaffer destroyed the disposable cell phone by removing the SIM card, biting it, and breaking the phone in two. He threw away half the phone and gave the other half to his tippee to throw away.
The U.S. attorney had a warning for inside traders.
There are certain moral truths that are self-evident, and there should be a moment, hopefully before you're holding a bag of cash, delivered to you by somebody codenamed Octopussy, that causes anyone in a position to tip or trade inside information to think twice before taking such a misguided step.
Today's action was a joint effort of the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Last month, authorities filed related charges against several others, including one of the richest men in the United States, Rajaratnam, the operator of a large investment company. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.